Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, my Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for joining us tonight. To my sister, my friend, we are an internet show here to undergird, uplift, and encourage all women of all ages. We're here to provide information and resources for those women in need of assistance. We're here to be here for our sisters and what they need and questions that they have, or just provide resources to them for whatever they're in question of. Tonight's show is a magnificent thanks show. Tonight we will be talking about the reason for the season. And as we all know, as Christians, the reason for the season is our Lord and Jesus Christ. I wanted to start off by reading you a few verses from Luke 2, chapter 2, that was about the birth of Jesus Christ. And then we're going to turn it over to our co-host, Pastor Sonara Henderson. But without further ado, I'm going to read you Luke 2 at this time. And it came to pass in those days that there were out of decree from Caesarea Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. I have read to you Luke 2, chapter 2, 1 through 12. May God have a blessing to the hearers and doers of his holy word. And without further ado, we will have Pastor Sonara Henderson giving us the reason for the season.
Good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much, LaChandra. We just thank God for another year, another opportunity to celebrate such a prestigious and blessed, as we call, holiday. And I'm not sure how many listeners that we may have. LaChandra, are you able to tell if we have anyone on the line?
We do have 5 right now.
Wonderful,
and,
wonderful.
There may be some listening by computer, so I wouldn't be able to see them.
Okay.
But
those of you who are listening by phone, this would be a group participation. And because I know we all have what we feel and what we believe in our heart is the reason for the season. Daily, I send out daily dosages to the members of Hope and Glory Fellowship and to fellow friends in Yokeman in the gospel. And I got pegged to do this by the host because of a daily dosage that I sent on the other day. And I really would like to read that, if I may, LaChandra.
Go right ahead.
Okay. And it reads, okay. This is what I'm sending out because this is just what I was feeling from the Spirit of God the other day concerning Jesus being the reason for the season. and it says, truly Jesus is the reason for the season. Let's view that statement a much deeper and richer way. Jesus is the reason, period. And I ask why. I'm glad you asked. Without him, I would fail. Without him, I'm nothing. Without him, I'm lost. And he truly is the air that I breathe. Why? Because he's living in us. I don't know about you. This gives me a different view concerning the holidays. Jesus is it, period. So today, tell how much you love him. Tell him how much you love and thank him for being your Psalms 23:1. As we all know, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not lack. Amen. And this obviously it sparked something in our host, and I got paid for tonight so that we could do a discussion on Jesus being the reason for the season. So out of the five or whoever it is that's on the line right now, if you would like to share what you feel in your heart that makes Jesus the reason for your season, would you like to share that with us at this time, either one of you? Hello?
Go ahead. Hello? Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. We're waiting.
What I would like to share, Jesus, to me, he is my everything. He's the air I'm breathing, my walk, my talk. I mean, he's everything to me and more.
Mm-hmm.
So for this holiday season, it's a different feel for me this year due to deeper understanding of God's word and of him as to who he is and who he is in my life.
Awesome. So since it may ask with who am I speaking with?
This is Keshava Denmark.
Oh, well, hello, Sister Denmark. How are you?
Hello, good to you.
Wonderful. So allow me to ask you a question. When you learning the deep revelation of Christ that you're learning, what did it cause you to do different this holiday season?
This holiday season, it caused me not to, like, lose my mind on trying to figure out what type of gifts to give everyone. It caused me not to run to the stores quickly. It caused me to understand that had it not been for, you know, Jesus being here, we wouldn't be here. So it gave me a different outlook on this season. Instead of giving material gifts, I'm preferring to share God's word with people. You know, everyone, you know, I hear people say, oh, I got to go to stores, I got to shop, I got to do this, I got to do that. And so in my form of shopping, I'm sharing Jesus with those. The word, you know, enjoying Christ, you know, truly enjoying him. So that's what I'm enjoying about this Christmas season.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Denmark. Is there any other listener on the line would like to share their reason?
Well, since it touched me so deeply, the article that you sent to me, that you sent out that day, I would just like to say I wanted to take the commercialism out of it. I wanted to show God, Jesus Christ, God's Son, as the real reason for the season, because he walks with me, he talks with me, he leads me, he guides me, he gives me peace, he gives me joy, and that's something that the world does not get out of Christmas, because they are so commercial, they want to go about just giving for themselves and not thinking about the giver of this gift. and who is Christ Jesus is the reason. So it made me think about all the good things that he does for me daily, the things that he does not have to do. He does not have to sit on the right hand of God and look down on me and intercede for me. He does not have to let God wake me up every day, because he could take my life. I could be laying down in the hospital somewhere, can't breathe, but I can see.
Yeah.
I can breathe. I can think. I can give him the glory. I can thank him for being my intercessor. And it just touched me like that. And, you know, it made me a little emotional when I read it. And you know, I'm not a really emotional person, but I just wanted to give him his due, because he's such a good God. He is God's son. Yes, and it really just touched me, because God gave his son for my life. Who else would do it? What other man would do that for me? Who else would take me in their arms and love me and stretch way out on a cross for me? It just gets me. It's really emotional for me. And I wanted to express that to my grandchildren and let them understand that it's not about what you get as a gift, but the gift that we get through Jesus Christ. So I'm really happy about that. So that's my take on it.
Thank you, Host Lewis. Wonderful,
all
wonderful.
Right.
Is there anyone else in the audience?
Well, hello there.
Hi,
hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Who am I speaking with?
This is Susie.
This is Susie?
No, Fifi. This is
Susie. Hey,
Susie.
Oh,
Fifi.
Yes, this is
Fifi. Welcome.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yes.
Well, for me, this season is the very essence of the joy that I feel all through the year. Not just during this time, but because we can have this same experience all year long. Because if it wasn't his birth, there would not have been his death, his burial, and his resurrection to where we can all receive salvation.
Amen.
Sister Fifi and Host Lewis, I'm calling you three ladies. We have voiced yourself tonight. Isn't it ironic how it's so hard to speak of the birth without speaking of the death at the same time?
Yeah.
It is that. The birth and
it
the death
is
for us. It is just for
exactly.
us. It wasn't for anybody else. It wasn't for the sinners, the non-believers, but it was for the ones that believe.
Yes.
In him, the ones that give him reverence, the one that loves him. If I could love, me, myself, could love the way he loved, boy, that would be such an awesome, so awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm just a human.
What a world.
I'm just an old human being. I try to love, I try, but, you know, sometimes I fall short. I have to be the first one to raise my hand to say I fall short. But that is just an awesome thing.
Wonderful. I said that to say this on yesterday at Hope and Glory Fellowship. We had a Happy Birthday Jesus celebration. And as I told the church leading up to the Sunday before what we call Christmas on this Thursday, December 25th. Think of your birthday and how excited you are and how excited you want the people to be. That's how excited the Lord needs you to be about his son. And then the first gift we gave was ourselves. We dedicated our lives to him. Then we gave up natural gifts. We started this a couple of years ago. We would draw, and whatever you drew out of the basket, that's the natural gift that you would bring Jesus for his house, which is the sanctuary, the temple. So it would be things like paper towel, tissue, hand sanitizer, dishwashing liquid, pledge, you know, things to take care of the house of prayer, praise, and worship. So we had a great time on yesterday giving ourselves back to the Father as the main gift. Amen. As the main gift, receiving him. Maybe for the first time as Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and maybe us who've been in it for a while, just rekindling and recommitting and rededicating our lives back to the Father, you know, to recommit to be in fellowship and fellowship and deeper commitment where we have fallen short, you know, because the word said we all have sinned and fallen short of his glory, and to just get back on track and get back in the race and not to be slothful servants and being busy about our Father's business, amen, so that we can daily to press toward the mark, as Paul say, of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. So I tell you, we had an awesome time. We sung happy birthday. We had cupcake and punch. And, you know, we just had an awesome time celebrating, as we know it as, the birth of Jesus. Because that's exactly what we would want someone to do for us if we were celebrating our birthday. But then I went on to think about it. Had he not willingly, let's just paint the picture here, to see a son, the second of the Godhead of the Trinity, to see the first part of Godhead, his Father, the Creator. We have God, the Creator, Jesus, our Redeemer, the Holy Spirit, our Keeper. So to see the second part of the Godhead, Jesus, to see the first part of the Godhead, his Father, weep over the transgression that Adam did, would cause him to lose fellowship with his own creation. But think about it, when he's, and I know he's sitting there, who can we go and who can we see? And so let's just paint the picture. The second part of the Godhead said, Father, you make me a body, I'll go. Why was he willing to go? Because he gave him joy to please the Father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because man couldn't do it. Man couldn't do it. Psalms 51 said, for we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, as David said. Did my mother conceive me? So our blood was already contaminated. So we shouldn't do it. Because there was no purified blood to redeem us. But the second head of the Godhead, Jesus said, I'll go. Hmm. So that blessed me enough to just let me know that he was willing to leave, as we call paradise, heaven, 12 gates to the city, streets paved with gold. The angels are crying and bowing, not crying with tears, they're just singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. That he was willing to leave all of that to come down for little old me, for little old you, for little old us. And then what I loved about it, that he loved us so much, he'd have done it if he was just one of us on the face of the earth. And that just blessed me and just gave me a total different perspective. As we call it, he was willing to leave the comforts of his home. To come down to a sin-stricken world and redeem us back through, back to his Father. And to redeem us meant he bought us back. How do we know? When we go to the grocery store, we redeem coupons, right? Anybody
right.
with me out there tonight, right?
Right.
I'm
right.
here.
Right.
I'm here.
So that's what redeem means. It was a transaction. His life for mine. His blood for mine. Why? Because his life and his blood overpowered mine. Why? Because he was a man that knew no sin at all. And he came and was willing to be born, laid in a manger. We didn't say a crib, we said a manger. In a stable, we didn't say in a hospital or a birthing center or a birthing suite. We said in a manger, meek and lowly.
Yeah.
With the animals, shall we say. So for that, I'm grateful. And as Sister Fifi say, he's the reason all year long, because as I first stated on the daily dosage, Jesus is the reason, period.
Yeah.
Period. So, you know, so I'm just excited. I'm grateful. It gives the holidays just a whole, as Sister Dimore said, a totally different perspective. You know, it was one thing that my husband, the lay pastor, Dexter Paul Henderson, taught me. He said, sweetheart, don't run yourself down trying to give gifts to everyone. He said, that's why we give gifts and bless all year long.
Amen.
Not able to do when that time comes, you've already given.
Yeah.
Because I remember the time, and I'm looking at the times even now today, how people will put pressure on themselves to make things happen. Go in debt, charge up the charge card, spending paychecks before they get them in their hands.
Oh, yeah.
Buying things to impress people that don't even like us.
Been there.
But the man of God grew me up, and when he broke that bread of life down to me, my holidays have been different ever since. Because it changed my perspective. So as Hose Lewis said about her children and her grandchildren, it's not so much about what you get, what can we give? And what makes us want to give is simply because John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave.
Yes.
So since the love of God is now shared abroad in our hearts, it makes us want to give. But we're given the gift that Sister Denmark spoke of. Tell the world about Jesus. Tell them about his love. Why? Because he absolutely, positively is in love with us.
Yeah.
That's it.
And somebody, somewhere, needs to know that Jesus loves them.
Yes. Yes, that is so absolutely true.
So I bless him on tonight. Is there anyone else in the listening audience that has not spoken that would like to share on tonight?
Miss Beverly, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Can we get
Miss Beverly?
Hello, sweetie. Hello, everyone. I'm just so grateful to be able to celebrate this Christmas season, to be able to celebrate the birth of Christ. I guess as I've gotten older, presents are nice to give and they're very nice to receive. But the gift that I'm most thankful for is the gift of Jesus. Is in the last 2 years, I've experienced a lot of God's giving. I've had a lot of illnesses. And God has just been there for me every step of the way. He's let me know every step of the way that he's been there for me, and he's answered my prayers. He's delivered me from some things that I had in my life and I couldn't shake loose, and I've asked him for it. He's delivered me from those things.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps giving me and giving me more and more each day to help me be the person that he'd have me to be. So I'm very thankful today for God's love, for his mercy and his grace. I'm very grateful for all the things that God has done in my life and the life of others. I'm very grateful for the women on this program this evening, that God has given each one of you the will and the desire to help my sister, my friend, be everything that God would have it to be. For mm-hmm. my sister, Lashondra, for being a real sister, not just in word, but in deed. She's mm-hmm. always there for me, and she's made this program a roaring success. And I'm just very grateful that God allowed us to be here tonight, that we can talk to one another and we can share with the world about his goodness, about his mercy, about his grace. We talked about it in church on Sunday, talking about how the prophet Isaiah prophesied about Jesus' birth 700 years before his birth. And so when we know about all the things that Jesus has done for each one of us, Pastor Henderson was a wonderful man, and I always keep his picture on my website and on my photos, because I remember he was such a soft and gentle man, and that was a blessing mm-hmm. to meet him and to be in his presence. And so each time I hear Sister Henderson talk, I see a little bit of Pastor Henderson in her. I remember his kindness, his gentleness. He was such a wonderful man. And all those kind of gifts that God has given us, allowing us to meet wonderful people in our lives. I've met so many wonderful people and got so many wonderful cards from people, and people saying so many things that you just get excited about the wonderful things that Jesus has given us. Not the material things, but the other things, the sweetness of your friends and the sweetness of your loved ones. And how he loves us every day to provide for us and make sure that we've got food and clothing and shelter. And how he loves us and how he keeps his promises to us. And he said what he would do, and he does them each and every day. So I join with you ladies in telling the world that my God is good. He is wonderful, kind, he's loving, he's gentle, he's sweet. And I thank him every day for everything that he does. I appreciate all of you guys coming on here and sharing the word of God with everyone who needs it. And I hope that in the coming year that God will allow us to further my sister and my friend and bring more women and give more women the knowledge of God and let them know that he is real. This is not just somebody that you read about on the paper, that God is real. And we want to spread this word more in 2015. So that we'll have more women on this show next year talking about the wonderfulness of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Wonderful. Amen.
Wonderful. We've had another couple of callers to join us, Pastor. Would you, the people had just joined us, would you like to have a comment or question for Pastor Henderson?
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to say I'm grateful because just to know because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Just to know mm-hmm. that any circumstances or trials or tribulations that I go through, I don't have to face them alone. To know that he's always there. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. So I'm thankful for his love. I'm thankful for his forgiveness. I'm thankful mm-hmm. for everything that he's done and continuing to do in my life. Even when it seems that I don't even deserve it, he's always there. So I'm really just thankful, very thankful, very grateful, and I just love the Lord.
Amen. With whom are we listening to?
This is Latasha Dixon.
Well, hey. Glory! Hello, Bear.
Hello, Pastor. Hello, Sister Dixie. Glad to have you on the line. I'm surprised now. I'm really nervous. I thought I was nervous.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to echo on what Beverly had said. Yes, we do want to promote this program for our listening audience, females in general, specifically. We want to let them know that God is real, and he will do exactly what he said he would do. It's that we have to trust him. It's that we have to have faith in what he said he would do for us, that we should have no doubts. We should know that God gave his son Jesus for us. That, he said, is the love of Christ. And no other man, as I said previously, can love us like that. He can. There will never, ever be in this lifetime another that will love us the way Jesus Christ loves us. Because he went on that cross. He didn't have to. He asked, was it any other way? He said, can I pass this? Can I get a pass? But he did his Father's will. And death was because he loved us so much that he did that for us. And I, like I said, I wish that I could have the love that he has for each and every one of us. I try to have agape love, you know, just as well. But, you know, sometimes we fall short. But if we could just get that in our souls and in our minds and in our hearts, that Jesus is love,
yes,
we can love even harder. We can love even better. We can love those that just irritate us in life, little issues. And just look over things and go past things, and that we just take that love that he has for us and pass it on to somebody else. And just as it was stated, there is somebody out there that needs to know this, that God truly, truly, really, really loves us. He does.
Amen.
And it's not for play. It's a real love. It's really real. Real love. And I want to let each and every one of you listening know that I love you with Jesus Christ love. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that in the year of 2015, if there's anything before 2014 goes out, I can do for you. I'm here for you. My sisters on the line, those that are listening by cyberspace computer, I'm here for you. Granny's Place is here for you. My sister, my friend, is here for you. Ashes to Beauty is here for you.
Amen.
Open Glory is here for you.
Yes.
Okay. So those that are listening and that have not said anything, is there anything, any other comments that we want to give tonight, or expressions, or just a testimony of the goodness of God?
Yes.
Because we taking it all tonight. Whatever you want to say, whatever's on your heart, whatever's in your mind, you're free tonight. Pastor Henderson, we got a little silence going on. We got 20 more minutes. I'm going to let you take us home.
Well, you know, it's like I constantly tell the congregation, you know, we serve a God that is just beyond our wildest imagination anyway. And I find that minds cannot wrap around all that he is and all that he does. Isaiah 55 says, for his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are higher, you know, way beyond, you know, where we are. But since we know that he's our, as we call our everything, then we look to him for everything. Because it's only him as you forestated earlier, it's only in him, Acts 17 and 28, it's only in him that we live and move and have our being. You know, only in him. Only in him, as John 15 and 5 says, without him we can do nothing. But then Philippians 4 and 13 say, I can do all things.
All things. Come on now.
Christ. But it's only through Christ that strengthens me. Can I do anything?
Yeah.
Anything at all. And those anything that he's looking for are the things that's going to bring him glory.
Yes. All right. Thanks.
That's going to bring him glory.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just, it's amazing. And I think a lot of times it behooves us so much that it leaves us perplexed and puzzled because we're looking at, you know, if I could just see him, well, look at yourself in the mirror.
Okay.
Look at the bird. Don't work that neither reap or sow. Look at the trees. You know, in other words, he's making provision for life. So if he'll take care of the birds and the sparrows of the air, he'll definitely take care of us. And which is exactly what he's been doing. If we ever stop and think about it, it's exactly what he's been doing for us. And what I want to share with any man, woman, boy, girl that's listening on tonight that do not know God or have not accepted Jesus and the pardon of your sins, I want you to know that there's nothing you can do to make him love you no more than what he loves you right now. I don't care how bad the situation, how bad the sin, none of that, nothing we can do can make him love us less at any time. His love is agape and is unconditional. Unconditional. There are no strings attached with his love. Unconditional. And he wants to spread some of his unconditional love upon you on tonight. Romans 10 and 9 just simply says, we confess with our mouth, believe in our heart that Jesus died, the resurrection, the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved. So it has to do with believing, confessing, and accepting Jesus as Lord. And he patiently waits on us. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man opens the door, me and my Father will come in and sup with you. But notice, he said he's knocking. He didn't say he's turning the door north to let himself in. He made us willing vessels, and you must be willing to open the doors of your heart to let him in. As it's, you know, purely spoken out of the words of my overseer, I want you to know that he is not mad at you, but he absolutely, positively loves you. Yeah.
Amen. Thank you so much for that word of confidence and encouragement to let us know that, like Overseer says, he ain't mad. He does not get mad at us.
Yeah.
He might get a little disturbed, but not mad. You know, there are some things in our lives that we do that really grieves him, but we can always ask for forgiveness, and he's just going to throw it in the sea of forgiveness and forget it. Well, we keep it. We trying to ask him for the same thing over and over. He done already forgot about it. He done already forgave us for it. You know, and that's one thing that we need to get in our hearts and spirits, too, in our minds, that he loves us so much that he doesn't recall what we do. Once he forgives us, he forgives us. He loves us just that much. You know, and there's nothing that you could do so bad, so treacherous, that he won't forgive you for if you repent and turn from your ways and don't do it again and again.
Yeah.
He'll take you back in. He's not like me. Because, see, I'm probably be one of them people that say, if you're going to do it to me 3 or 4 times, I'm tired now. I'm through with you. That's just and that's just human nature. That's just the way we are. You know, until we get to that point to where we can just truly just love like he loves. You know, it's a test and it's a trial, and those are things that we're going to go through. We're not going to always love like he loves. We're not going to always forgive like he forgives. But we do know that he will do it where we won't. And until we get there, he's going to forgive us as we forgive. But there's another thing we're going to have to learn how to be forgiving and loving. But sum up tonight is that Jesus is the reason for the season. He gave us his life for little old you, me, and the rest of the world. And we should be more loving and more giving like him and not so commercial. And I'm going to pose a challenge for you all this week to tell somebody about Jesus' love. Tell somebody about how he's taking care of you, how he's giving so that you can give. He's blessed you so you could be a blessing. Okay? Tell somebody that you love them. There might be somebody that just needs to hear it. Say, I love you. They might be having a down season just because of Christmas. Maybe they don't have their loved ones with them. Maybe they don't have the money to spend that they would like to spend because they're so commercial in it. Or they have the heart to give and cannot. You know, some people get down about not being able to give. You know, but it's not all about that. It's about the Savior who gave his life that you might live, that you might have a chance.
Yes.
So tell somebody. Express it to them, those family members that you want to see God save or want to get saved. Tell them. Be bold. Speak for Christ. Because this is the season to do it. It's not all about what you get, but what he gave.
That's right.
How about that? And we thank you so much tonight. If there's not anyone else that would like to have a comment tonight, I see we got another caller coming on the line. Thank you, caller, for joining us. The last 4 digits is 7291. We thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about Jesus is the reason for the season tonight. Do you have a comment?
No, ma'am.
Okay, but we do thank you for joining us. We hope that you have a most marvelous and wonderful Christmas day. Share some love. Share some patience.
Ma'am.
Share some kindness with somebody. Forgive somebody this year. Before the year goes out, forgive somebody for something that they did. Love somebody just because you can, just because God loves us and he sent his son to save us, to love us. Like we said, he didn't have to do it, but he did.
Yes, ma'am.
He didn't have to love us like he did, but he does.
Thank God.
So share. Share this season. If you don't have nothing to give, just say, I love you. That's the gift. Jesus, he gave it all. That's who did it.
You're right. I love you.
Indeed. I love you.
I love you.
Right. Is there anybody else? Anybody? Beverly, do you have any final say?
No, I just wanted to ask everyone to pray for my friend used to be my supervisor down at the Department of Labor for OSHA. His name is Jerry Foster. I just found out that he's battling with cancer. It seems like he's going through some radical treatment. So I'd ask that you pray for Jerry Foster and his family as they go through this during the Christmas season. And pray for the other men and women that are homeless, those that are going through battling different diseases in their bodies and in their minds. Pray for all the men and women that are overseas fighting different wars. And pray for men and women that are on the streets here that are homeless. And pray that God will allow us to do something for someone else this Christmas instead of buying a lot of gifts for unnecessary gifts, you know, by the children, but make a special gift to someone else today. Share with a meal with a family or buy a homeless person some socks or something. Just be a blessing to someone else and do what God would do. Is He takes care of us. Let's take care of someone else.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else that wants to share anything else tonight? You're free to do that.
Also, no, we'll probably be on the air again next Monday night, but I would like to share an upcoming event. For those of you who may not have plans on New Year's Eve, Mount Hebron Victory Faith Center in Terrell, Texas, will have Royal Production Black Tie Affair. On New Year's Eve, we're bringing in the new year, and it's going to be a blessed time. We're going to have a blessed time. It's going to be a blessed time. So if someone is looking for somewhere to go or want to do something different than what they've done every New Year's Eve, please feel free to join us at the Mount Hebron Victory Faith Center in Terrell, Texas on New Year's Eve, December 31st. The doors open at 9:30 p.m. You can dress up to the tent power, all the way to your tuxedos, all the way down to your suits. Ladies, you have to envision, as he shared with us, you're going to see the king. So however it is that you would like to look, as elaborate, as upscale, as exquisite, as beautiful as you picture yourself before the Father, that's how beautiful we want you to come, from the gowns to the formals to the semi-formal. But just know, come prepared, come looking, come with great expectation. Because I don't know about you, one thing I've learned, when I'm headed to the house of prayer, praise, and worship, and my heart is filled with great expectations, He does not disappoint me.
Amen.
The Father always meets me. He always will meet us when we come looking for Him and Him alone.
All right.
Thank
praise
you.
God. Praise God. Thank you. And for those that who would like to join the Mighty Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church at 4802 Burma Road on New Year's Eve, services start at 10. We will bring in the new year at 12, and then we should have a breakfast, and then we will be dismissed. So if you want to join us there, come on by and bring in the new year with the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, where our leader is Pastor Elder Michael Morgan Sr. So if you don't go to Terrell, come to Shady Grove. Okay? Amen. Are there any other announcements?
No. Hope of Glory Fellowship would be with my father in the ministry at Mount Hebron Victory Faith Center.
Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. Next week, ladies, we're going to bring in the new year with our telling God how good He has been to us. I would like to have a testimony service on next Monday night about how God has taken you through this year and how he's blessed you and how good he has been to you. I also want us to make some declarations for the year of 2015. I didn't say resolutions. I said declarations. We want to declare and decree what we got to do in 2015. If you want to be closer to him, tell him that you want to be closer to him. If you want to get into his word more, tell him that you want to get into his word. Whatever that you desire to be with Christ in the year of 2015, we want you to tell us about it next Monday night. We want to hear about what you want to decree for your life in 2015. Is that all right, ladies?
That's all right.
Can we do that?
That's all right with me.
That's all right. So we look forward to hearing from you on next Monday night. Same time, 8 o'clock. Bring, tell your friends, tell your sisters. We might even get some men to come on and tell us a few things, too. So it's going to be open for Declaration 2015. How about that? We're going to declare some things up in the house for 2015. Can you hear me? Do you hear me, sisters? All right, praise God. Minister Henderson, would you go ahead and close us out with that one mighty prayer for the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and celebration of his birth.
Amen. Father God, how we thank you all tonight. How we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. How we thank you for looking down from your holy habitation in heaven, you know, just compassion for your creation. For we're the workmanship of your hands. We're fearfully and wonderfully made in your image and in your likeness. And for that, we're grateful. And when we think that we can't love simply because you dwell on the inside of us, we're able to love, God, and we thank you for it. How can we love on tonight? Maybe with a smile, maybe with a hug, maybe with a kind gesture, maybe with acts of kindness, maybe with a handshake. But Father God, we know most of all to show the love is to share the love, which is share you. We need a man, woman, boy, or girl that may be lost, or any man, woman, boy, or girl that already know you but need to be encouraged to look up. We want to continue to lift our heads unto the hills, our eyes from which cometh our help. For we know all our help, it cometh from you, Lord God. And we thank you that you are our helper on today. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are our keeper and you are our comforter and you are our guide. We thank you that when we don't know which way to go, that we don't have to lean to our own understanding, but all our ways, you said, that we acknowledge you in Proverbs the 3rd and 5th verse, that you would lead us. You would, as long as we acknowledge you, you would lead us. So we thank you for your leading, your guidance on tonight, God. We're nothing, huh? We're nothing without you. But we thank you for strengthening us to do all things in you. And we say thank you. We thank you that we're your sons and your daughters. We just thank you that we're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. We're kingdom children. And you are our Father. And we say thank you. Thank you for the birth. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the reason, period. 365 days a year, you are the reason. That every day you allow us to get up, you are the reason that we get up. You're the bread that we bring. You are the reason.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you on today. You're the reason that we get up. Because one day you got up. In each and every one of our lives, we had an experience that with loving kindness you drew us unto you, and now safely. Thank you. Bless everyone on the line on tonight, whether listening by telephone or listening by the internet. We said thank you for each and every man, woman, boy, and girl that are listening on tonight, and we pray right now that you would meet the needs of your people.
Yes,
open
God.
Doors and obstacles in our face and closed doors that no man can open. God, move that only you can move. You said it not by might nor by power, but only by your spirit, said the Lord. So we just ask that you move right now. Bless my sister, my friend. Bless the sponsors, grandest. Beasley, touch her body, God, like never before. Be Lord over her health. Be Lord over Mr. Foster's. Be Lord over every situation of our lives, from our relationships to our employment, to our homes, to our finances. You be Lord, because you're Lord of lords and you're King of kings today. And we bless your name. We thank you for Host Lewis. Strengthen her.
Yes, God.
Keep equipped, God, to stand. Stand and continue to run to see what the end is going to be.
Yes,
and we thank you that at the end you say we win, so we're already victorious in you, Christ Jesus. We thank you for Sister Feast. Thank you for Sister Dixon. We thank you for Denmark, and then anyone else that was on the line that didn't introduce yourself, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For your we thank you for your people and in
thank
the listening
you,
audience that is listening locally, nationally, and internationally.
Yes,
we say thank you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we do pray. Grant unto us sweet rest on tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Henderson. We thank God for you ladies again on the line tonight. Thank you for joining us and supporting my sister, my friend. We hope we have said something tonight that was encouraging and uplifting, and to show you that we all share in the love of Christ. So we're going to say good night to you all, and God bless each one of you, and have a merry, merry Christmas, and may God be with you. Good night.
Yes. Good night.
Good night. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right. We love you all.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Oh.